Welcome back to Elastic Conversation.
Welcome back. Okay.
And again, welcome back. Welcome back to our first episode of 2022.
Y'all.
We have been gone for a very long time. We've been like doing some things.
Cornbread dressing and cranberry sauce.
We've been back since then, Venetia. Look.
Okay. Did we? Or is that the one we didn't roll?
Wait. Oh.
Yes.
John.
Yes. We've been back, but y'all just did not see the episode.
Stop it, guys.
But no. Welcome us back, though. And my name is Juwan. I'm here with my amazing co-host, too, as well. My friends, my girls, my heifers. Keisha?
You did it. So what do you want me to do?
And Venetia. I really didn't do it because I didn't say your name.
Remember we're doing Miss V. You came up with it. Stick with the script.
No, I'm going to go Venetia.
Please don't. I'm asking you not to.
Okay, well, Miss V.
Yes!
We're going to go with Miss V. But it's going to take some trial and error. But yeah, definitely welcome us back. How have y'all been doing since, you know, the new year hit?
Same shit, different day.
Oh, not necessarily. She's being really Midas. You really are, because you just got some really good news today. What did you just get?
Yo, what did she get?
What happened? Come on. She just got some amazing.
Yes.
She just got some amazing news, you guys.
Well, I mean, I've seen her take two steps, but she actually did a long stride of walking.
Stride.
I think we're having a walker right now.
Give it up to the baby walking. That's amazing. That's a miracle.
We're not ready for
and
that.
And how old is she?
She's one, but we don't have any gates up and we have stairs.
She'll learn. By error. What? By error or injury.
Well, yeah, definitely, definitely. God. What have you been up to, Miss V?
You know what? I've been resting and I've been really, really enjoying social media. I don't know. It's something
have
about
really?
It lately. I've been liking social media. I've been getting a little Kanye West-ish or Kanye West-ish.
Kanye West.
Yes. With the ego, them big Virgo egos. I've been coming with it. A lot of selfies. And I've been spending a lot of times with my kids.
Sometimes
time will pass. You'll forget. Them little people want your attention. So I've been spending a lot of time with them and really enjoying it. Like, we've been doing board games and watching movies together and popcorn and making snacks. I really, really have been intentional with spending time with them little people that I made.
Come on, when she said intentional.
Intentional.
Well, that's what's up.
What you been doing?
For me, I have been growing. I have been showing. I have been losing a lot of weight and everything and stuff like that. I intentionally spend time with my child too as well.
Yes.
I did. Oliver, he's a pit bull, but yes, he's my child. So I spent a lot of time with him. I'm a Zumba instructor now, you guys. Yes, I am. So be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to shake it up and shake it out. And, you know, you can lose weight while moving and having fun and shaking and jiving and stuff like that. But
not shucking and jiving. You took me back to good times.
Shaking and jiving.
Jiving.
But yeah, so today we're going to actually dive into some hot topics that are kind of going on.
Y'all know what's going
on in the world today. And I know for me, I normally don't like engage in it, but I do engage in it because I do watch it, because I do deal with people at work, and that's pretty much all that they're talking about. So
reality shows.
Miss V gonna bring some topics today.
Ooh,
we're gonna discuss
y'all,
it.
We are going to get into
it. Let's get
it.
Into it.
Everybody know what it is. I gave a hint already when I said I was taking the Virgo selfies and being Kanye West-ish. Well, that's what I'm about to talk about, y'all, because it's been some shit going on with that baby. And I'm gonna say it's been since Donda passed away. But here recently, that pole man, he has succumbed to the Kardashian curse. Which is?
What is the Kardashian curse, though?
It started with the dad turning into a woman. Okay. Came to Lamar Odom almost ODing and killing himself. Came to, what's this other baby? Kanye. Now he's out on the limb. It's so many examples. They started off with OJ. I mean, we got to be. And I'm saying curse lightly. I don't mean anything bad. It's just for some reason, the men in their life become the brunt of the joke. I mean, Amber Rose, she wrote it first.
Really?
On social media, yeah. She was like, one day you'll wake up and you'll be the joke of the Kardashians. So I just been watching it all unfold. That was kind of like her saying your karma will come, because you remember how she, you know, she got done. But Kanye, I've been asking everybody I know, what do y'all think about the Kanye West situation? About him flipping out about the birthday party. Northwest had a birthday party. He said he wasn't invited. Had to call and get the address. Just so much stuff. And then, you know, he's a Trump supporter, which I don't think anything is wrong with that. I mean, with Trump, y'all do not lie. Y'all was making the most money y'all ever made in y'all life. Do not play with me. And I do not care what anybody say. If you are a business owner, and when Trump was in office, you made a lot of money. So you understand Kanye West's stance on that. Now, when he was talking about slaves chose to be slaves, I wasn't feeling that too much. But the Trump stuff didn't really throw me out. What threw me off was how he's been acting. What do y'all think about it? I mean, I think he's under the curse. And I think he has mental health issues and he's not comfortable with reaching out for help.
I don't know. For me, I look at it in so many different ways, to be honest with you. I guess he is showing a lot of different sides of himself publicly because he's going through it publicly. But who doesn't go through those things? You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And so when I say that, I do believe that. In certain instances, I side with Kanye on certain things.
I do too.
I truly do on certain instances.
He's a genius.
So on the birthday party thing, I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I mean, I do know about it. I heard about it. You know, I saw him putting out text messages, or not the text messages, the tweets or whatever the case may be, or what he was doing. But I also pay attention to a lot of other things of how he called out, basically called out the Publicis.
Oh,
what was her name? Tracy and everything. And yeah. Basically said, stop controlling Kim and everything. But a lot of people kind of skim over that. And I believe that where there's smoke, there's fire. I believe that they probably had some issues behind closed doors of maybe the Kardashians trying to protect their legacy, their empire and everything and stuff like that. And trying to control their narrative on the situation. And sometimes you get with a person that just really don't give a damn.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And it's like you, because I know for me, I'm not going to let anybody control the narrative of my life when I know exactly what's kind of going on, if I'm experiencing that. And so I'm just saying with that, I don't know about that, you know, that part of it. But I do know when you go through a breakup, sometimes, you know, you go through, sometimes you want them and then you don't want them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go through that mess through your head. But sometimes people just say it out loud.
Yeah, but when you have kids.
Am I making sense? No.
To me, when you have kids in a situation, you got to be more mature and emotionally mature. And I think I like what Kanye is trying to convey and say, but his presentation is off.
I don't think his presentation needs to be presented on social media. One.
And well,
if, like he said, I mean, it's smoke and mirrors to me anyway, you got into this family knowing that this family, they're going to support each other and they're going to. They're going to maintain their legacy. They're going to make sure that their stream of income is coming in
intact.
So whatever they need to do to make sure that that's how it's going to be, and that they don't seem as they're being the villain.
Right.
That's what they're going to do. But I mean, she's trying to, now I don't know, like we don't know everything. We just know what's being put out there.
Right.
So, she's trying to, kind of low key with it. And
I don't think so. I think that's what she wants to portray. Because if she was trying to be low key, she wouldn't be in the streets with Pete Robinson.
But that don't have nothing to do with the children.
Davis.
Oh. And I love Saturday Night Live.
See, he has a girlfriend as well. Now, if they're doing it, if they're not being mature and they're throwing the children in it, but if they're mad at each other or like he's with somebody because she's with somebody and it really don't have anything to do about the kids. That's why I say all this does not need to be on social media, because he just flipped out again and he said, I pray to God to get my family back
That was just yesterday.
That was at a concert though, right?
No,
he was looking at a magazine. a Vogue magazine, mm-hmm. and he's like, God, please
bring my family back together.
But was this before or after you finished the foursome with Julia Fox?
That's what I...
Like, you can't be inconsistent like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Let it go with the bipolarness. That goes back to the mental health that he has issues with. The baby needs some Seroquel.
Let me tell you. I'm going to put it to you like this. regardless.
If he maintained he'd be better off.
I will put it to you like this, though. Even when it comes down to you saying that he has a mental illness.
It's okay.
Even if he does have it. Apparently, she has a type. Because Pete Davis has mental illnesses. Pete Davis has addictions. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So does she, too.
She talks about she loves ecstasy.
So apparently that doesn't...
Looking like a baby cougar. That is an addiction. It is.
But no, what I'm saying is apparently, you know what I'm saying, I don't see a problem with it being on social media because of the simple fact that is the family. And sometimes trying to do it behind closed doors, he might have to hit them exactly where it attacks them. Well, and that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's a lot of things that we don't know that's been going on behind closed doors.
Oh yeah.
Because when they first broke up, a lot of things came out that we didn't know anything about. Like, the public didn't know anything about.
Had no clue.
But do we ever?
What are some of those things, Keisha?
Well, like...
Because I want to know. Huh? Let me just see it. Make sure I know everything.
I mean, because we don't. We get it, and that's the thing.
Please spill the tea.
They weren't even living together for...
I knew that. Because when he bought that ranch in Wyoming is when it stopped.
When they weren't living together.
They
weren't speaking.
What?
Yeah, it was just like...
Business agreement.
I don't even think it was that.
It was for show. It was to make some checks from.
No,
e let me tell you,
Andy Cohen.
Let me tell you something. I do believe that it's all for public, and I think they. Damn. I think all of them want to control the narrative, but I also believe that they want to pin him out to be a person that is erratic and everything. To me, I believe at this given point, Kanye West is the most stable that he's been in a minute.
In my mind, he is the most stable that he's been in a minute
because I believe that he does not. Want like let's take him wanting his daughter not to be on TikTok at 8 years old. I agree.
I think that if he was still married to Kim, he wouldn't mind her on TikTok.
No, that's the game he's playing, he's being too inconsistent. I don't believe so because this is not the first time that he said something. He didn't even want her wearing makeup. He didn't even want her doing that. So this is not the first time.
Wait, the baby wears makeup?
The little 8 year old and everything and stuff like that. Lord. Yeah, he didn't want her doing that. And let's just be honest. For me, the problem that I have is that media controls the reality. And the Kardashians have a way of controlling the narrative of the reality.
They do.
And so if you really seriously think about it, look at the post that she put out afterwards. Uh-oh. After he did his ranting and raving and stuff. It was so well put together. It was so PR'd and everything. And then when you look at it, there's words in there that she says and she said something.
I wish that we could co-parent better.
And it's not even co-parenting. A lot of things that people look over that I know with me, with maybe my little mind and how I kind of think is she used words as far as his obsession and his controlling. You see what I'm saying?
Those are trigger social media and media words that
most women use to be victimized by men.
Yeah, this is by a Me Too movement.
By men.
Yeah.
And if you can see the a coup getting ready to happen to a genius, and I'm not saying that he's totally and completely in his
just
right,
perfect or
but
whatever,
I'm just saying, if you read the terms and conditions of TikTok, nobody under 15 should be on there alone without an adult. And if you look through North's TikTok, which he has 5 million freaking followers.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying? It's several on there to where she's not on there with an adult. So apparently, the primary adult or parent right now is being what? Negligent.
Negligent.
So let's not, because they
said that she was being inappropriate one time on TikTok, actually showing the inside of the house.
She did, but
you don't want her to accidentally. Kim already been robbed in Paris. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a different country and they know how to find you, don't let your kid show maybe the address or the location or tag where they at before you leave because it can be dangerous. But I feel as though if they were still together, Kanye wouldn't give a damn if the baby was on TikTok.
I think he would because he did when they were together.
But he wasn't vocal about it.
He wasn't.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't.
Who knows? We don't know exactly what was the catalyst to be like, bitch, I don't want you no more. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what that catalyst could be. It could have been the simple fact that maybe North was in there saying, oh, God. You know, it could have been that one. He said, I told you I don't want my daughter on it. We don't know what the catalyst is to that. Mm-hmm. And that could have been something that was behind closed doors to where maybe he wanted to protect his daughter. Because it is too, and I think he does have a say. And why? And you know what? And let me. And then let's just go back with the little post that she made and saying that she's using it for her creative expressions. I am so freaking sorry.
Oh.
She is sitting in between two freaking billionaires.
Oh.
They can buy her an island and a kangaroo and anything
but that doesn't mean for her she can't
to
be
for her to expose her expressions but her, and her creativity.
You know, this day and age, the kids not playing outside; they playing on TikTok and Instagram and social
media.
They're playing video games and PlayStations. They don't want to do that.
But I'm not 100% on Kanye's side. But I'm just saying.
I agree with him too. I'm just saying when you look at it and everything like that,
I think he stands alone. I think every move that he make is scrutinized. To be honest with you, regardless, and not only does he have to fight this powerful family too, as well, in that
you can cheerleader with him if you choose.
Well, I choose.
I understand him.
I just feel like that. You know, don't hit me before the fight starts. So, like, I just feel like. You know,
Explain that.
I'm trying. He's already been erratic before any of this. Like, he has erratic behavior, you know? So it's very easy for her to play the victim because of his behavior previously, now, you know? And so my thing is, if this is not what it is, if this is not how you're portraying yourself to be, or if this is not what's really going on, calm down. And it's going to get overplayed because of who they are.
Because of who he is.
Because of their social status.
But I think what it is that, well, I know. For me, I'm just more on, you got to let a person grow, though. And I think the things that he is really fighting about is not, it's not that difficult. I mean, I think how he's going about it, maybe he's
like
going
I
about
said,
it.
His presentation.
Maybe he's going about
it. Be the way it, people
but
like
you
to
know what?
It.
Sometimes no, I know, I know sometimes, but maybe that's the only way that he's getting through.
He's not getting
he's
through.
He's not getting
period.
Through. That's
well,
the
you
only
know what?
Thing.
She put a statement out.
Well, she had to.
Oh, she wanted to make sure that she responded because she has to do a smear cleanup. She got to clean up the narrative and how people are portraying her and what he's saying about her. She cannot look bad in the media. That's the whole point of them controlling the narrative for everything that happens because they do not want to look bad.
But he hasn't said anything really bad about her either.
Saying that she's a negligent parent for letting the child be on TikTok is not a compliment.
And we don't know.
That could put CPS in your
life. If what he's saying is to be true either. Like when he's saying that she was saying that he put a hit out on her and all this other stuff that he said.
That's the bipolar part, I think.
So we don't know if that's true or not. My thing is, if it's about the kid and you don't want it, you don't have to get on social media. Y'all both have lawyers, I'm sure.
But you know, in this day and time, just like kids don't like to ride bikes outside no more, that's the way that people convey and relay messages and communicate. And it's not right, but that's what people do. They go to social media.
But that's the thing, because if we are going, I'm going to put it to you like this. If I'm going through something, then I know that I might put out a meme, and it might be a meme. It might be an affirmation. It might be something, but it might be something that I'm going through. He might put it out. It's just that it's public. You know what I'm saying? If that is his outlet, in order to get it out at an of age.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but it causes more harm than good because of his social status.
Well, who's it causing harm to?
Him.
Does he care about him like that? Or does he care about defending his name and his narrative?
Well, will you?
Because the reason why I say that is because social media has a way of tearing down a human being and canceling them like they did Britney Spears and stuff like that. And everything.
Like that.
You know,
Whoopi should have not been done like that.
You know, it's like whenever the media has a way of twisting, and I don't give a damn what he did yesterday, to be honest with you. But what I do know is that sometimes they have a way of making the the public look at them different, cancel them out and stuff.
Well, that's what
like
I'm
when
saying.
Britney Spears was not really, she shouldn't have been in a predicament like that. But that's the way that the media controls the soundbite. And next thing you know, you have people judging him and thinking this and stuff like that. When he's just a dad that really wants to be with his child.
He does have issues. This is all I'm saying. Because he did an interview with Sway. Have you know?
We do know Sway with
the Sway in the morning.
And Sway had to even like say, dude,
calm down a little bit. Yeah, I saw that.
You just like, I'm talking to you like we're having a conversation and it's okay to agree to disagree. It's okay. You don't have to come at me for anything other than what we're talking about. Like not drag me down because I don't understand your perspective. I'm just trying to understand where you're coming from.
He's not a good communicator.
He's not.
He's not. And the reason why is because no one listens to him anymore.
I
and when
listen
he tries
to
say something, well, I'm talking about the people that matter, like the media.
Right.
Oh, I'm just saying you're a fan like me. No, I'm saying like the people that can control the narrative.
This bitch done lost it.
You know what I mean.
I'm a person and I matter.
No. I'm just saying, you know, we can't control the narrative the way that, you know, how like Page Six and all of them people in OK Magazine and all that good stuff.
But do they matter?
To him, they do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing a bunch of clean.
I'm going to be honest to you. I don't think they matter to him.
Oh, they do. Why does he go to Sway and do interviews? Because he knows that that has to be the outlet for him to get heard is the media. So he uses it in the way that he needs to. And he was trying to convey a message with Sway and other people. But people get deterred from the message because of his presentation.
Yes.
Well, sometimes maybe I got to say, maybe because I have been that way. I identify with maybe some of his actions. And sometimes you got to, sometimes don't listen to the volume, listen to the message. You know what I'm saying?
And don't look at the messenger. Listen to the message. That's also because, thing. People don't like what he's saying too because they don't like him.
Because I truly feel like he is in the fight of fight because I don't believe.
I just hope he doesn't
everything
do anything
that he
crazy
everything that he does
and like kill himself.
I don't think he's gonna do that.
I'm just saying. I mean, some of his new songs, he speaks to like wanting to not be here and stuff, and it's kind of deep. Like even that song Dunda, it's like ritualistically brainwashing him into taking him to another levitative state. Like he's going to different dimensions of his mind using different brain cells
and you know
using
what
different drugs
and you know what
shrooms acid. He's like Jimi Hendrix and this helps him bring out his creativity.
Yeah,
and so it can be a thing like when he accidentally suicides out with like overdosing like Michael
but
K.
you know
Williams.
What but I gotta say that he now. Is he's a musical Pitching genius off. He's a musical genius.
He's a musical genius and a life genius.
And sometimes the people that change the world or change the trajectory in which we're going as a people tend to be told to you too loud. Or you know
especially
you'll get that
when you black
you'll get you're too loud
or nobody
wants to hear that sit down you know what I'm saying you know you don't need
but
to be heard because
sheeple.
I'm pretty sure
those
at some point in time and it is Black History Month I'm pretty sure at some point
black
in time
history.
I know somebody on that bus some black person on the bus with Rosa Parks when she didn't get up she was like they was like girl
you better not
girl.
Yeah.
Get your purse and get your ass up.
But
you know what I'm saying? And it's got to be.
You know
it's
what they
be,
call those people? The sheeple that follow
it's
in the herd
be.
And don't want to change because they're scared to speak up. And Kanye not scared to speak up.
And you know what? And I believe, and I just believe that when you are a genius, sometimes things do not come off correctly. But I believe that what he's trying to do is just clear his name. I don't think he's, but I think more people are concerned about the mental health too as well, which is a big thing, which is a big thing too as well. But
he's
I think
I do believe
that
he's been
he
talking
is,
about it for 20 minutes. He's getting exactly what he wants. He's getting talked about. He's getting propaganda printing. He's getting exactly what he wants. And he's been utilizing and using the media because he knows how to use it in the right way. It's just, I'm telling y'all, when he speaks for himself, he doesn't do it.
He can't hurt them any other way.
That's the only way
because,
to get under their skin.
So for him to get on and butcher or try to destroy their name or whatever, that's more of a hurtful tactic to them than him speaking to her. Because they put their text messages up and in between the text messages, it seems like they were fine. Like,
but I'm going to be honest with you. I low key want them. I think they are an amazing couple together. sad but true. From my perspective, from what I look in and I view, I don't know the ins and out of the situation.
He should have married the Delta the Delta girl that when he had the car wreck. That's what I always feel.
No, I think I truly can't get on to that one. But I'm I do believe
his first real girl that was down for him before he got rich and traded her ass for the white girl. So,
but I just believe that I think that a lot of people, I do want them, because I hear a lot of people talking about the situation and they're not even giving him the benefit of the doubt of the situation as far as the child. And to me, I'm more concerned about
That's
the child.
No doubt. I'm more concerned about
the child being on TikTok, because that is a whole complete weapon. Like, social media is a freaking weapon.
But I think if Kim now knows how he feels, I feel as though she'll reset it, because like Keisha was saying, when the baby was doing something and Mason called her out, she like did a video in the house and wasn't supposed, and Mason called out, Kim got on her and she changed her settings and fixed it and alterated it, made it more kid friendly, because she finally was learning, oh, it's not cool. All she knows is the level that she goes in on social media, which is let everything
out. But then we also got to understand from her too as well, like, what is her norm though too as well?
That's what I'm saying. She probably, you know, doesn't know that it's not right for kinda, her kids.
All that. If you said if you're under 15, you're not supposed to have a TikTok anyway. So what's going on with TikTok? Why they can't ban her page?
Well, there's kids on there all day.
Well, because they pick and choose who they want to ban.
Of course they're not going to ban her. She got 5 million followers. Ooh, her parents
are bringing traffic to the TikTok.
She's bringing traffic. So
I mean, because they're already making her a cash cow. And maybe he don't want his child to be a freaking cash cow.
Well, he shouldn't have had Kim. Kids with Kim.
Well, he had a starting lineup damn near. But I'm just saying, he did. But I think maybe they should have spoken or maybe conversed about how they wanted to raise the child.
But this goes to where they're at now. They have to meet each other where they're at. They're co-parents now. They talking about that when you're married and together is not going to work. You need.
But
to
what do you feel about him
at?
Moving across the street?
I think it's lovely. My dad moved around a corner. I told you guys that. My dad lived around a corner when my parents got divorced and everybody thought it was funny. My dad thought it was funny. Kind of a joke. It was to be.
What does your mom think?
Of course she didn't like it. He would have come up when she had dates. But that was the point. He was being an arrogant person.
That's what I feel.
You think he's being arrogant?
And my dad will tell you, he'll say, I was being a little, you know, yeah, it, just to get under your mama's skin. But also in the same breath, like you're saying, he wanted to be close to me and have a real hand on raising me also. So he was doing both parts like Kanye. Want to be protective, want to be a good dad and hands on. But then also on the other side, trying to taunt my mom a little bit. It's a divorce. It's co-parenting. It's what happened. I lived it. I'm North.
You're North.
I'm North.
Okay.
I'm Northy. And I'm telling y'all, Kanye's heart is in the right place. His delivery is just a little off.
So what would you want him to do differently? Like, if
get off of social media, if it's really just about the child, just get off of there and talk about the foursomes you're having with Julia Fox.
Well, didn't you just say meet people where they are? Meet them right there on the social media.
But it's
meet them.
But see, you have to remember kids, because kids are watching you. And you have to remember that. You have to be emotionally mature enough to co-parent.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
If he wants her off of TikTok, then maybe he needs to back down a little bit off of social media. They can meet each other in the middle. Compromise. Okay, I won't let her on TikTok without me. Okay, I won't say crazy stuff on TikTok.
So here's the thing. Do you really honestly think that? Oh, I find it very, very hard to believe.
What?
Unless you are really, truly strung out on some drugs, because I've experienced paranoia. But do you really honestly think that he just came out of the air and said he needed to take a drug test because they said he was on drugs, or that he put a hit out, that they said that he put a hit out on her, or what was the other one that I guess he had to be monitored, all kinds of stuff.
Let me tell you,
I believe
experience.
To where there's smoke, there's fire. And I believe that they are taunting this man. I believe that they are trying to mentally break this man.
But let me tell you, as a person that has worked in mental hospitals, okay, I see a little bit of schizophrenia, schizoaffective. I see a little bit of bipolar. I see all of that. And I also see a man that is hurting. That's misunderstood. and that doesn't know how to communicate the right way. I see all of it. The mental health issues, the wanna be a daddy, the Kardashians pulling him down. I see all of it just burning on flames and about to crash. Just like the whole Whitney, the whole Anna Nicole Smith, the whole Bobby Christina, the whole Michael Jackson. We've watched it. The whole Britney Spears. Let me name one that's still alive so we can still have hope that Kanye is be alive. But we've all watched them crash and burn. And it's unfortunate that I feel like right now before our eyes, we are watching Kanye crash and burn.
I hear you.
I'm just saying. And on that note, we're going to go into...
I just want to say that before we go.
Hold on.
I just want to say that, like I said, if you're not doing anything, can't nobody accuse you of doing anything.
Well, also, and he doesn't have any strong support. His mom is deceased. He was the only child.
That's not the only person that supports him.
He needs strong snow because everybody is a yes man to him. They don't correct him. Otherwise, he wouldn't be acting crazy and doing crazy stuff all the time.
But if you have mental issues, you will do it if somebody is
take your medicine. Well, your friends will be around to tell you to take your medicine and then you won't have a fall off
but
moment.
But he's hiding everyone, so they're not going to be around.
We don't know that. I'm going to hug on.
But you know what? I'm going to hug on to what you actually just said about you working in the mental like feel and everything, and me actually having mental issues and conquering the mugs, you know what I'm saying? I can be honest and say that one thing that I do see is a little DID, and that's a little dissociation identity disorder. That's exactly what I see.
I see MDD, you know what I'm saying? Major depressive disorder. I feel like he goes up and down and is on a bipolar roller coaster sometimes.
Yeah, and a codependency issue. But definitely. I think that at this given point in time, instead of us kind of ridiculing them, because we kind of do it a lot, especially in our culture, in our community and everything, if we think... Uh-oh. That it is a little bit of a mental issue. Take that mess seriously. You know what I'm saying? We can't tell him that, you know what I'm saying? Because even if that is, we can say that this is a crying out for help.
Well, we know that that's what it is.
But
he doesn't have a good support system around him that cares enough to say, this brother is hurting.
Because
even if he's not processing it, there are times when people can reach out to him. The dude from Def Jam, Simmons and all of them have an intervention and be like, my brother, you look like you are hurting. But what happens is with Kanye, he's only black when it's convenient or he's getting beat down in the media. All of a sudden, ain't black. But then 30 minutes ago, he was talking about slaves were choosing to be slaves. So you have to pick a struggle. And that's why the support is lack thereof.
Because
he goes in and out on the support he has for people. You're supportive of black folks when you need us to buy your shoes and follow you and do this and you falling apart and Kim is chopping you up.
Yeah, or when people are on your road. When people are in your tunnel. We have the same vision you do.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to lash out a lot.
Because you know what? Because he has a genius leadership mentality. Look. And let me give you my take on the slave thing. I think what it is because it was a mindset. In my mind, it was a mindset.
Yeah, it wasn't even about the real change.
It was the mindset.
Why did we wait?
It was the mindset.
So
it was the mindset. Hold on, wait a minute. It was the mindset that we were actually brought in. Now, I'm just gonna say, I don't know. I wasn't there.
But why is it that we're not all overpowered?
But wait, wait. Okay. So ride with me. Ride with me mentally for a second.
Because this is why I like Kanye.
Okay, yes. Because sometimes, you know, I battle off up in here. Keisha, please just...
I already know where you're going with this. That's why I'm...
Okay, so here's the thing. So he said what he said about, you know, slavery being a choice.
I asked my mom and almost got slapped. I was like 6 years old. I was like, why didn't they just all overpower the slave master, mommy?
Okay, I am that guy to always raise questions and be like, well, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Make it make sense to me. It say, wet paint don't touch, but why? Okay, it does not say why. So slavery, it was a mindset, right?
Yes,
right.
But then I'm thinking to myself, without shackles.
We all there together. Follow me. We here together. I don't know.
I'm more of a Malcolm, so I don't know. Let's see if we here together.
Okay, I would be dead. I got too much mouth. But no, all bullshit aside, we're there. and you and I, we cool, right? And we over there, and we doing what we doing, what we need to do for the master. Mm. And then all of a sudden, she is Malcolm, so she has to die. Wait, hold on. Follow me.
I'm following you.
Following me.
Yeah, no, I am
so
with
they didn't
you.
Kill her. She gone. And now I didn't sit up there and I didn't say, you know what? I don't really think we need to die like this. We got. Nope. I don't think we need to die like this. We got about another 102 people over there. It's only four of them in that house.
We can whoop their ass.
Wouldn't you distract them with sex?
Let's beat that ass
out and kill everybody.
That's all they wanted was sex
from women and men.
They were butt breaking. That's what I'm saying.
But it was a mindset. So now Masson told me, you know what, Juwan? You cannot walk past that crepe myrtle over there.
Generation wasn't chosen because we weren't having it.
And, I'm going to be the one to ask, but why, sir?
We're not calling him, sir.
Now, what? Am I dying? Yeah. Because I need to know why.
You're dead.
But see, you can't.
But see, okay, so here's the thing. That's a mindset. So I'm not saying, only thing that I'm saying
I'm
is
definitely
sometimes
with you on this.
As a person that has a leadership type of mentality or was brought here, because I believe everybody is a purpose with the own purpose with a purpose. I do believe that.
And that's and why they never taught us that we were kings and queens.
You have to be propelled and sometimes some people have to fall. And he just so
But let me tell you why they didn't fight back, because they were too busy. Y'all ain't ready for that on that Christianity shit. I can't even go there with y'all. They were too busy doing what they were told to do. That's why it was going on for so long. 400 years, because they were praising things that and doing misconcepted things that the damn person that is oppressing you told you to do. Like, I would have been doing the exact opposite. I've been calling on my ancestors, you know, speaking about getting away, us really being serious and stealing guns and shooting masters and tricking them while they raping us. I would have been down for that.
But
because
you know
all
what?
That, well, Master said, and then Uncle Tom's telling on people, why? Kill him first.
But you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you, though. We can say what we actually would have done.
Django wasn't nothing about it. They didn't say bitch.
I love Django. Django did not play. Are you serious?
Well, we don't know. But
that was like no real roots.
No, but I'm saying the way that he rebelled.
Well, yeah.
The way that he rebelled.
I get.
Yeah, no. The way he rebelled.
I mean, Django.
Okay, but you know what?
I'm just saying how they don't never show that part unless it's Harriet Tubman going through the railroad. All that stuff. Now it was people out there.
But wait a minute.
I love Harriet.
But wait a minute. I'm gonna keep it real.
Like,
and I'm gonna keep it 100.
More than that. Why was it one woman going 600 miles? Everybody should have been fighting for freedom.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put it to you like this, and then we're gonna go to another topic. We're gonna end it. But I'm gonna bring it back because we don't know. We don't know what we would have done.
I know exactly what I would have done.
Let me tell you why.
I don't need you to tell me. Can I get her? Please don't.
You want to know why?
No, I don't.
Okay, because I'm going to put you like this. I remember when I first started getting into like relationships and stuff, and I had said, you know, if anybody ever cheated on me or hit me or anything like that, oh, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. I know I'm gone.
I've never said that. Never.
I have.
I know better.
And I have been in situations to where I've stayed. So I don't know what I would have done back then. But
because it was more than one. It's just one Juwan going against a hateful relationship partner. This would have been thousands of black Mandingo warriors that can go against one or two four slave masters. Mandingo. We could have overpowered with them and that's what the jealousy stemmed from. The big booties on the black women and the big dicks on the black men.
But it's the mindset.
It's the mindset
because some people are still enslaved today. Because why y'all still eating hog maws and chitlins? Ooh, we are free. Hog maws and chitlins. Okay, we're free.
It's a mindset.
It is a mindset. Eating slave
what
food.
What you're gonna do if you're not in that situation?
I don't give a damn.
And
I can't.
We're reared now. We were not.
That's
reared.
Why God didn't put us in that generation to
so
be
you
that
can't
part.
Say what you would have done.
I do know
then.
Because God already knew. Because that's why He didn't put us back there. If He thought we were strong enough to make it,
maybe you were there. And maybe you died.
And maybe quickly. I was, and that's my ancestors. And that's why I came back alive in the 80s, because God will only place on you what He know you can bear. And He knew that these 80s babies would not have made it as slaves.
I was about to go into a whole nother.
Don't go. Okay. Okay.
So we done got through the Kanye. We done talked about the mental health and him being under the Kardashian curse. We done tapped into all these crazy current events, but I wanted to get serious and like talk about stuff that's going on in Houston. What's going on in Houston, y'all? Why is there so many road rage incidents? And why is there so many children coming up dead and missing?
You know what? It's
scary, y'all.
Got shot in the head from a road rage incident.
Oh my gosh. No.
Yeah.
In Houston?
Yes.
This is getting ridiculous. Aren't you from Houston?
Yes.
Bitch, don't ever call it Southwest Freeway. You know it's 59. Southwest Freeway. We say 59. It ain't even a 69. It's a 59.
The 59 friend.
Look, just stop nitpicking.
Wait, so they shot him in a road rage incident?
It was a 9-year-old girl.
I'm getting disgusted by
it. It was a little girl. She got shot in the head from a road rage incident.
What was her last name?
Oh, God, I don't even know, but... they pulled up to the gas station and called the police. Just so much.
Did she die?
No, she had to went into surgery. So they didn't say whether she...
Houston, we have a problem. Not only that. Okay, so there's road rage incidents. There's a lot of jugging going on.
There's point blank period murder.
What the hell is jugging?
Okay, well, let me let y'all know them people that's not what jugging is. No, jugging is...
Oh, my God.
And it happens mostly in low income, very, you know, when you go into survival mode. But jugging is when... people go to the bank, and when you leave the bank, they follow you and they will rob your ass. So go to the bank in pairs, go to the bank in the daytime. Hell, do your banking online.
If you have to pull out anything less than $100, Kroger's only charge you 50 cents. Buy sneakers.
Oh, please. That's just crazy. That 9-year-old, it just got stuck in my head now.
The 11-year-old little boy that went back to his car
to get a jacket.
To get a jacket and got shot.
That could have been my baby.
Where is this stuff happening?
On the east side. On the north east side. It's a new apartment complex behind Dollar General.
Excuse me.
What is that? T. King and
And Tidwell. Yeah, it's always been crunk over there.
It's crunk everywhere.
So what do you think it is? Like, do you think it's like
people are in survival mode? This pandemic has put people in bad financial situations, and also people are angry because of their financial situations, and people are in survival mode. They don't know when to turn it off.
I think it's just ignorance, because the boy that shot that 11-year-old was a 16-year-old.
Yeah, but you don't know. Was he at home? Does he have food at home? Is his mom coming home at night?
He must be raising himself.
He is. And had a gun?
That's not hard to come by. But it's just, I really don't know what is going on. I mean, it's always been violence, but to this degree,
I think the pandemic set a fire.
Now, are they showing this on TV, though?
My thing is that
why are they showing so much of the negative?
You know why? Because they want you to be on alert, because a lot of these criminals are getting out of jail quick, have low bonds, and getting second chance because of Judge Hidalgo. So we have to go to the polls, not only to vote for presidents, but we need to start voting for these offices, these judges. I mean, these appointed lawyers, all these people that are really causing the chain of effects to this, because they have these kids that are getting in trouble and they don't have any consequences. They have these parents that aren't paying any consequences for their kids not going to school. It's like everybody is just, it's just a doggy dog world. It's like the neighbor doesn't care. Remember, our neighbors used to care and watch out for us, make sure we got water, make sure you got in the house. Not no more. They're the ones stealing from your ass.
You might lose your life.
You understand me?
Definitely.
Or, you know, nobody wants that. They might think that, you're trying to tell me how to raise my child. I don't know, because I don't.
It's sad.
But it takes a village.
Sad. It does. It really
does. It takes a village.
It's so sad that you are scared. We used to play outside and we had to come in when the street lights was on, but it wasn't for fear of something may happen, because we could leave our door unlocked and wouldn't even think nothing about it.
Well, I stayed in Pine Trails. We weren't going that far.
We left ours.
I was in Pine Trails. We knew to lock it.
The whole neighborhood was friends.
Yeah.
I mean, Pine Trails too, but we still knew to lock it because we had people that would steal bikes. Little stuff like stale candy that was nothing like today.
What's going on?
No one
now.
Was getting
and
shot.
You can't even.
Well, they were. Were they getting shot and there just wasn't that many cameras catching it?
No.
No. It wasn't happening.
Like this.
It wasn't happening like this.
Okay, so where do you think it stems from?
I
think it stems from social media and the media always sitting up there portraying the United States or just anything to be so bad. Let me tell you something, like for real. Today, did I not hold the door for you as you walked in the door?
You did not.
Shit. Juwan, what is
You did not.
I don't even know. Oh, okay, what's the next? Well, did I hold this one?
No, motherfucker, you did.
Oh, my God.
And we keep it at 1,000, okay? Because we acting like Kanye. No, you didn't, sir. But wait. No, wait, nothing. No, wait.
You didn't do it.
Get off the gas. Take a day off. It didn't happen.
You may have held it for your mother. When you went with mother?
I was. Okay. Watch this.
Crazy.
Did I not fix your hair today?
You did.
Okay. Did I not? Well, try to before I left.
You did.
Did I not before I swatted you? Okay. So there's good things going on in the world. Okay.
Well, the
like,
thing
you know what I'm saying? Can you support? Can you report that?
Well, you need to tune into the channels that want to talk about that because they have channels that want to talk about it. It's TBN, the Bible Network. Because
just saying you got people that are you might have some people that are opening up restaurants. You got people
they show that on segments of Fox. They show the last
5 minutes after they done told you everything terrible in the world.
Be happy
so
about.
If they
sit
up there and show you, okay, they didn't show you on the northeast side or on the east side that everything is God, so bad. Horrible. Do you really think you're going out of there not ready to fight?
Well, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Not ready to fight. You have a choice of what you put on TV.
Yeah, but it's all about ratings. It's not really about I care about. How that
so you don't care about and let me tell y'all something and then I'm go ahead and I'm gonna relax. Did you know that the United States was getting sued by the UN for human rights
not
issues?
Until you told me
now
when
deal
you
with
told
that
me, I was
while
like,
we
whoa.
Sitting over here talking about Kanye and shit but I love that because we love it
well
but
you
what
said
I'm saying,
we can watch happy stuff Weezy. I did
I hate you.
Like okay what
no but I'm just saying I mean
y'all, we can't have another moment like this. It always happens when we get this deep.
Yes. We're moving up.
Okay, now he's pulling a me on me.
Okay.
Hello, right?
Look, I'm doing
it
to myself.
Okay.
No, I'm sweaty. But no, so... That's definitely a really
the crime
really,
in Houston crime has gotten Houston. Out of control. It's to the point
back.
Where they're stealing Cadillac converters and dogs and like the lowest of the low.
Walking right behind you in your house.
No, I'm gonna be honest.
To be
I wish
there.
They would.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. They did say my mom every time I have Oliver, she's like, "Be careful walking him because you know that's the number one dog they snatching."
Oh
and
my god!
Like
goodness.
All kinds of stuff because you know why? Because she watched the news.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? That's why. I be lost and late because I don't watch the news.
Lost
and late. Okay. Call me LL. Cool James. Listen, I am always lost and late because I don't watch the news. But guess what? I can't help but to see it because it's going to pop up on social media. So I'll see the stuff on social media and then I'll tap into it and see what's going on because it's my city. And I want to know, should I go to that club this weekend? Should I go to that restaurant next weekend? Because somebody just got... Should I... What's the traffic looking like? What's the weather looking like? So it'll tell me on social media. That's another reason why I started utilizing social media in my advantage. I was like, oh, like it's telling me what's going on in H-Town.
And see, that's the thing. And that's how I know
that Grizzly News, she's good. I like her. Is it Grizzly or Grizzly? You know I like you, girl. Yeah, she goes off.
And that's how I know that people live in so many different worlds on social media. Because do you know I hear
you're doing affirmations and salt. And Keisha's knocking shit over, apparently.
No, we want the world.
Hand me your cup like last time.
No, but that is how I know that people live in different worlds. Because I don't see any of that. on my social media, because I think we pick and choose.
No, and this is stuff that just comes because it sees your location.
No, it doesn't.
Like, it's gonna show you Church's Chicken and know that you don't.
I have
from
not
it.
One Church's Chicken commercial advertisement on my time. Let me tell. Do you know what come up on my timeline as far as advertisements? To be honest with you,
skin regimens.
Yeah, that and chakra were like waterfall fountain fogs and stuff
that
like
comes
that.
Comes on mine too.
Like all of that mess it comes does. On mine. Like nothing crazy, because I think it hears what I'm speaking, my phone and everything and stuff. So none of that comes on there. It other stuff that comes on there as far as
mine is like, a lot of cooking. Like a lot of food.
Mine has some food on there too as well. But it never shows anything crazy. And it shows a lot of shit from the
80s. You know why mine shows it? Because I'm open to news outlets. I like to know what's going on in current events. So
and if you click on it,
it's going to start continuing to show you.
I don't have
you
that
exactly
option because it doesn't show. When we started like this time, I'm connecting myself back to the land of wherever, you know what I'm saying, that I'm not the land of the living, because I live in a land and it's amazing.
Look, okay.
But what I'm saying is that I'm connecting back, and I had to literally go and research. I had to go look at it because I was hearing so much about it. So I knew that it was a topic that was on a lot of people's minds. So I had to literally go research it, and I'm actually kind of hooked.
Well, guess
and
what?
You know,
y'all,
I used to be all into it. So therefore, we are
we're going to do, since we're tapping back into it, you back on it. We're going to put all of us, we're going to have to step our social media up, y'all. We know y'all been missing us. We know y'all been looking for us. And guess what? We about to step it up. Y'all going to see us. So that way we can come up on your algorithm and see us all the time too.
Yes, and we did miss you guys too as well. We miss you guys, but I don't think we've ever done this too as well, but I definitely want to give a shout out to the Gilded.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? The production company here, there's amazing people. I think John over there.
Look, John and the East Side Boys.
I'm looking at him right now. I think he's an amazing being.
Oh, correct. I stand so corrected.
Wait.
Southside Boys. I was saying East Side because I love the East Side so much, even though now it's like little Havana.
Havana.
Yeah, it's not even that cool because that's like Cuban and stuff.
But you're going to die at some point. Let me tell you something. I love everybody.
The East?
You know how y'all have that friend to where it's like, you know, when you go somewhere, you're going to have to fight to get out.
Guys.
This one right here.
To be like the mother.
It's her mouth. Give her. No, sometimes she need a pinch and a twist. Bam.
Oh, my mama used to pinch me.
Yeah, but I love it. I love it, though. Another simple fact that
I'm glad you shut that down.
Oh my God.
How far could I have went? Because when I was on the phone earlier, and I was describing everything I was passing.
And it was, what do you mean?
Oh my God. Are we almost done?
No, let's get it. No, we're done with the topic.
Well, I was driving up and down.
Let's get it. North let's get it. This is exactly what we talk about, you guys. Get it.
I'm just saying, where I grew up is not the same. Like, if you go by where I was growing up, it's just not the same, guys. I don't know how to say it. It's just.
And I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to agree with
you. And I stayed on the East Side.
When I go to Kroger's, and I don't have tinted windows, you guys, put any of them in.
They closed them all down and made them lock.
Any of them. No, you won't.
Okay.
No, you won't. No, you won't, friend. Because when I go to Kroger's, I have tinted windows and my car is like, you know what I'm saying?
The buildings are now orange.
I put everything in the console. I put everything in the console because I honestly feel like my windows will be busted. But where is she going? I know where she's going, but I'm not going there with her. I won't. Because I love them.
No, it's not about that. I'm just saying it changed. Like, what? Like, don't make me.
It did. It's definitely not.
There is a lot of places to where you can get the chamoy.
See?
Like,
we used to just like simple things like.
Like, you know, we used to get the Lucas just from the corner store. Now you can get it everywhere.
Oh, God. Keisha knows best. Keisha works for.
Edit.
I did not say it. Look. You don't have any people from your job, do you?
Oh, no. This is supposed to be here. Wait. I'm going to get her. She going to really.
Please do,
she,
please.
She really going to make me want to edit.
Get her.
Keisha.
What?
Talk to me like you're driving.
No, I don't have
get upset.
No.
Ooh, Kanye it out.
No.
But with that being said, though, no, you guys, we are this next time around. We I know we're goofing off, but this next time around, we are going to be touching on a lot of current events that are happening too, as well. A lot that's going to be in the social media. Miss V is going to be bringing a lot of freaking hot topics.
I'm
going to
be roasting people's asses. I'm going to be calling people out because I want to call this place out real quick. I went to a place. I transitioned quickly. And they was really Cappadocians. And I want to talk about how black folks, y'all know what happened with Jim Jones? He went to the Gucci store and not one black worker helped him. Well, that's how I felt going into this place where it was black owned, because I love B.O.B.'s. Anybody that know me know I love B.O.B., okay? My mom is always at the Shrine of the Black Madonna.
That means black owned businesses.
It does. Black owned businesses. My mom, we love everything in Houston. Everything. Black-owned businesses, you know, any minority-run business, really. And I went to this place called Urban Social.
What is
that? It's a place. It's supposed to be a little lounge, I guess, semi-bar. And I wasn't allowed to get in.
Why?
I would like for them to answer that. I don't know why. I was dressed very cute. I just showed you the picture of what I had on. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy cleavage. I am a bigger woman.
Is that the same picture that you
that's
got
the same
put
picture.
Off of?
No, that's not the one that got me off. It was another one that I had to delete. That's not it. But that was the same outfit, hairstyle, attire. And my dude was looking really good. I can show y'all a picture. And they wouldn't allow us in.
What? They didn't give you a reason?
They said, we're not letting you guys in. And me and my guy... And me and my guy, so
that's what they said.
That's exactly what they said. And I've been there probably four
were
of the
you
times
waiting,
prior.
Was it a line?
Listen, was it was no line. And every time I went four times prior, they would pat my dude down. Nobody else got patted down. I was to show my ID. Nobody else had to show their ID. I'm there to spend money. They had one bartender that knew how to actually make a damn drink, who was tipped very well. So I would like to know, because I'm blasting asses today.
Ooh.
Okay. It's starting today. So Houston, we had a problem. So anybody with the Urban Social staff or page, what the fuck, we couldn't get in.
Where is it located?
It's on Richmond. It's close to Richmond and like Timmins, Richland and Westland. It's past the Social House, which is where we ended up going because they were so nice and welcoming. They let us in. The drinks were amazing. The music was popping. But I just want to know, Urban Social, why me and my dude couldn't get in? And maybe I should show y'all a picture of what we looked like. Y'all saw the picture. I looked...
Well, you know what you can do? What you can do is that she's going to be posting the picture on our Instagram page on Elastic Conversations. Go and check the picture out. See if maybe they had a reason to not let her come in or let her come in. Or maybe they just shouldn't be picking out people. Who knows?
I want to know because I'm sick of this cliquish favoritism bullshit that happens in Houston. It's like, if you don't suck this one dick or you didn't fuck with this hot girl or you don't drive this Bentley, they don't want to fuck with you. So I want to know, give me an explanation, Urban Social. Why couldn't I come in?
That's what I deal with people riding on the bus.
I just want to know. I just want to know. So that's another segment I'll be bringing out. I'll be blasting asses. So act funny with me if you want to, because I'm going to put your ass on blast.
Mm.
Okay.
And there you have it. Blast your ass. So that is definitely coming next season. And I'm loving the energy that she's giving with it too as well. And another thing that we're actually going to be doing, because, you know, we want y'all to heal and grow with us as we give you our perspectives on different type of situations. So we're going to give you a little EC takeaway, which that means a little Elastic Conversations takeaway and everything and stuff like that. And I know that there's a lot of things that are going on right now in the world. And the only thing that I have to say is, as far as the takeaway goes, is that I tell everybody now, you hold the pen. The pen has always been
in your hand. The pen has actually always been in your hand. Mm. No one can really write your financial story. Mm. No one can write your spiritual story. Mm. No one can write your emotional story but you. Really and truly. And really and truly. And you have the right to choose anything that you want to choose in this life.
Yes.
So make good choices and everything and stuff like that. And let me tell you something. If you're in a situation and it is costing you
your peace.
No, not even your peace.
Uh-oh.
If it's just costing you, then it's already costing too much. Get out.
Ooh.
Get the hell out of it.
I love it.
And that's all that matters too as well. And the last thing that I also want to say is that a lot of people suffer a lot in their imagination more than they do in their real fucking life.
Oof.
They do.
They do.
So get out of your head. Stop walking that dangerous street that's in between your ears called your mind and live it up.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how it's just going to have to be. And so
look at Keisha's face. She hate loud shit.
So Keisha going to take us out. I'm loud. And that's what I said. And that's how I did
it.
And
then,
you know, we all loud. And so I love you guys. And let's have a really great season too as well, baby.
We will. Oh, you always squeeze me so tight. It actually hurts.
I'm a man.
You're going to break my nail.
I'm fragile. I'm a woman.
I'm a man.
And I love them jeans. I saw that zip on the bottom. I said, I need that in my life. I need that in my life. No. Y'all know he had to stretch it out. We might do some yoga on here with his Zumba. We're going to let him do Zumba, y'all. We're going to do Zumba with him.
It's not in here.
I know how to do Zumba. I had my Zumba certification from Nifty After 50.
Nobody said that.
So that means I can get down with you.
But you ain't never did my Zumba.
That's why I want to do it, because I know you put a spin on it. You put some salt, like Salt Bae. You throw it on there.
All I'm saying, you guys, get ready.
For some fun.
People that are 40 and up and everything and stuff like that, if you do not know how to dance, it does not matter at all. As long as you are moving, that is what energy is.
Once you see his six pack, you're going to
be
trying
to do whatever the hell you do. We're going to go ahead. We're going to move up out of here, which means we're going to pull our energy up out of here and we'll bring it back to you as soon as next week. We love you guys so much. Yes. Keisha, tell us where we at.
That's not mine.
_ elastic conversations. Oh, did I say it wrong? Elastic conversation. That's that, what's that tequila? Highway tequila?
What?
That's whatever tequila I've been drinking. I'm saying I couldn't even talk. I was talking the whole time.
Where can they find us?
At _ elastic conversations. They can find us there. They can't find me at Urban Social.
Wait, Venetia.
you might find me at the Breakfast Club.
Like, I meant, you know, like iHeart and so.
This is our first day back, you guys. Whoever is listening.
Shout out
and
to
everything
the
and stuff
Club.
Like
y'all
that.
Y'all know the wings and waffles go off.
They
okay,
do.
Listen. Ooh, with the catfish and grits. Slap somebody's mama. Okay, listen. Y'all can. No, I do too.
I really
miss work for this shit tomorrow. Listen. Okay, on a real note. Let me not even go there. Okay, so yes, y'all can find us on all streaming podcasts. No, because I was just thinking of how the owner of
Jeff
the Breakfast
Rogan.
Club.
Oh.
Okay, it's.
No, he actually.
Thank you.
He actually did an interview about this new coach being hired, Flores, and I think we should get into that next time because the Texans are really moving around some coaches.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you know what, you guys? I also want to say happy...
I thought you took
you know
his
what?
Mic.
You know what? No. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yay!
Because by the time we come back, Valentine's Day is actually going to be over. So happy Valentine's
Ooh,
Day.
I hope I get new lingerie.
To you guys. And anybody that's out there that is independently owned and operated, like myself, happy Gatherentine's Day. Gather with your single... Don't do it.
Put some meat on the pit. All the single people get together and put meat on the pit.
We're not
drunk.
Even going to say single, independently owned and operated. We're taking that word back.
Well, it ain't me, so.
And you know what? All I got to say is whenever I'm ready, you guys, you get that dating feel together before I jump back out
Shut
there.
Shut it out, Jamal.
Okay? Okay? I don't know what's going on out there, but you get it together.
Okay, y'all. He's single and available if anybody want to hit
not
us
yet.
Up on that. Well, he's single but not available. So if y'all want to hit us up on that.
What do you get?
You're showing a lot of need today. I like it.
Oh, all right, because it's about to be springtime, and let me know.
This is what happens when you had too much tequila.
We went back to the 80s, and baby, kneecaps are out.
Okay,
get ready.
Where we can
stream us on all podcast streaming services. Apple, Spotify, YouTube. Y'all know. Yes, I don't know, apparently.
Click like, share, and subscribe, people.
You know. Oh, you should let your sister, I mean, your baby say that. She's so cute.
She's not here.
We should, maybe we should get a voiceover.
I love it. We'll say click like, and it'll be Kayla's voice.
Yes. You could do that at the end. Instead of the music at the end.
I'm so hungry. Like, this is ridiculous.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. See you next time.
And we're out.